You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Melissa. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance? Or are you calling to check on a previous ticket?
Roadside assistance.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, calling from home.
Good to hear. Could you please give me the spelling of your first name?
Pushpinder, Pushpinder.
Is that your first name?
It is.
Okay, can you spell that for me one more time?
Sure. Pushpinder.
And your last name?
Tung, T-U-N-G.
T-U-N-G.
Yes.
And may I have a good callback number, Ms. Tung, in case we get disconnected?
Sure, that's going to be 310-383-0580.
310-383-0580. And you did say you were calling me from a safe location, so that's good. And would you like to receive mobile text updates today, which will include the name of your service provider, their phone number, and their estimated time of arrival for your services today?
Yes, please.
Message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
And Ms. Tung, may I please have your policy number and the last six digits of the VIN number for the vehicle that you're calling in about tonight?
Got it. Okay. So policy number is 0401-18-0044-41711.
So I have 404-118-0044-41711.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Would you like me to repeat it one more time just in case?
Yes, please.
0401-18-0044-41711.
Yes, that's accurate.
Okay, thank you. And may I please have the last six digits of the vehicle, I'm sorry, the last six digits of the VIN number from the vehicle you're calling in about today? Ooh, that always twists my tongue.
I'm trying. So I'm looking at like the digital insurance card that I have for
yes, ma'am.
The car, and it says VIN number on the back for details. I'm trying to figure out how to look at it on the back.
What did it say? What does it say?
It says for VIN, it says see back for details. And I'm like trying to tap on it. It won't like let me look at the back of it necessarily. I mean, I can pull like an old insurance thing that we have. That
I can call and ask Mercury for it if you just can't find it.
Well, no, I can pull up like a one too. Just, you know, just if I can, if it was all in the same place, that would be easier too. All right, hold on. Okay, let me see. Clicking through.
Sure, absolutely. No, take your time. It's fine.
All right, so VIN the number, last six digits you need?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so that's going to be 018918.
Thank you very much. And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling in about tonight?
I think it's a 2019 RAV4. I think, yeah, 2019 RAV4, Toyota RAV4.
I love those cars. I have a 1996 Toyota RAV4 that I am the only owner of. I bought it when I was 16 with 21 miles on it.
Oh, nice.
And
you know,
it's
so
still
far,
kicking.
I think we've been very lucky, like with our Toyotas and things that we've had, and so far we've been really happy. And we like this RAV4 because it's hybrid, especially now with the gas prices.
Yeah,
So
I just bought a 2014 Nissan Quest. So,
okay.
I kind of switched it up a little bit 'cause I have a patient, and so it's just easier for her to get in and out of a van, and she's become part of the family. So, and I needed one. I
Nice.
have older kids that now have friends, and so you know how that goes.
I do. I do.
And what color is your vehicle?
Like a dark blue.
So would you say like a navy? I mean, doesn't really matter. I'll just put blue.
Okay.
And what's the reason for your breakdown today?
The battery has died.
So do you think you just need a jump start, or do you think it's more than that?
Just need a jump start.
Okay, perfect. May I ask about your name? Where, how did you get your name?
Yeah, my parents were born in India, so it's an Indian name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
Thank you.
Do you have a nickname that you go by?
Sometimes people just call me Push.
Oh,
Yeah.
I was named, my name's Melissa. I was named after the girl on Little House on the Prairie, so I'm all into names. I have like a very, very basic 80s name, you know.
Was she the older sister? I forget.
Yeah, she was I was named after Melissa Sue Gilbert.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
My mom just
She
loved
played
that
Laura.
show. Yes, she did. I was trying to think of her name. Thank you, 'cause it was gonna bug me all night. Yeah,
Oh,
she
yeah, no,
did.
I remember watching it like the summer. That was like
Yes.
one of those summer break shows that we always watch because during the summer, sometimes we didn't have cable TV, and that was one that you could always get on the antenna on one of the regular stations.
Yep. I still watch them on like Pluto, some of the older shows. And it's so funny. My kids call it the gray TV, like when I watch something like Andy Griffith or what's the other black and white one? There's a few of them. I Love Lucy, stuff like that. They call it the gray TV. Mom's watching the gray TV. I'm like, oh gosh. So I have a few questions
I
for
think
you.
those are sure.
Ma'am, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you saying?
It's okay. I was just saying, I think for us, it's more of like a nostalgia thing. It just kind of makes us feel less stressed because we were kids and we
Yeah.
watched it and we.
And it's such a different thing. Like it was, you know, there were so many different things that were talked about that are, I mean, some of these shows today, like I just look at them and I'm like, why? What purpose is this serving? Like, you know, I just
Yeah.
like some of the like more experimental shows like Love is Blind, that kind of interests me a little bit, but really a lot of them just, I don't know. And I'm not really a sci-fi kind of chick, so you know, I watch the Marvels because my youngest daughter is into gaming and stuff like that, and she's all into,
Yeah.
you know, those types of shows. And so I watch, she made me watch all the Harry Potter movies and made me watch all the Marvel movies. And I was like, I'm being tortured. I will never get this 2.5 hours back of my life.
Oh yeah, they are very long movies. That's the one thing that does make it tougher. But that's what I kind of like that now for the most part, we can watch a lot of the movies at home, and you can like take a break, make your own popcorn, or like yeah. So
Well, she
I
was
do
like,
appreciate that a little bit.
you made me sit through 3 episodes of Knight Rider with David Hasselhoff. And I was like, well, that definitely deserves punishment, I'm sure.
We tried to get our son to watch like Knight Rider and like A Team. And he was
A-Team.
Okay. Like, yeah, they were fun for us. Like, stop judging us.
I know. That's why I told my oldest daughter that I was like, yes, I used to watch Andy Griffith, and yes, you know, she was like, the whistling just makes me want to run. I was like, oh, just go.
No.
And the Honeymooners. Very cool. My gosh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's funny to see them. I was watching one the other night, and I was watching them on this and the behind, like in the back, trying to fix the prop where the apartment was like coming apart in the edges. And like, I noticed those kind of things now, but back then it wasn't that big a deal. So it was kind of funny.
Right.
So I have a few questions. Did your engine stop running while driving?
Nope.
Is the vehicle backed into a parking space?
Backed in. So like hood facing out or in. I mean, it's parked regular with like its nose facing towards the back of the garage, I guess.
Oh, I see. So it's in a garage. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not, so no. And is the vehicle currently in a parking space? No. And are there any other vehicles parked around it? No. I am going to put here that you are, customer is.
It's an underground garage, so there are cars around it, though, like in spots next to it.
Oh, so is it in a parking garage?
Yeah, because like our building has like a parking garage.
Oh. I thought you meant like a garage, like attached to your home.
Yeah. That's
so generally, is it currently in a parking space?
It is. Yes. Yeah. In like the communal, like apartment condo garage.
Okay. Customer is parked inside. Do you happen to know the clearance?
I don't, but like a pickup truck could fit, like, but like a truck that had to like tow it probably couldn't. The last time we had somebody that had to come by and do a jump, so they came in like just like a regular truck that was just doing the jumps.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'll just be sure to tell the provider, and if for some reason I may need you to go see if you can find the clearance, and I may not. I'm not sure about that. If for some reason I do, I'll be sure to give you a call back and, you know, just to gather that information. If I find that, you know, after I call a few providers, they're like, we have to have, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll let you know. But
I understand.
Yeah, because some of them are towing. Like, I've had a few people tell me they're not towing right now. They're doing soft services, which is like winching, towing, changing tires, stuff like that. Because of the gas prices. But
That makes sense.
And a lot of them have just those, like, I saw a car the other day that was doing roadside assistance, so.
Okay.
And I'm sure they're going to need you to come downstairs with the keys.
Not a problem.
So, your customer will be on scene. Keys. I'm going to ask them to call you when they get close. Also, when you receive that text message, go ahead and touch base with the provider and let them know, you know, reiterate the fact that, hey, I'm upstairs and I would appreciate a call when you're close. You'll actually get an ETA, but sometimes they come sooner than that. And sometimes they might be behind due to traffic or something else, you know, that sort of thing.
Sure.
But
not a problem.
Definitely call back if they don't show up within a reasonable amount of time after they've said they were going to be there.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be thorough. I'm probably giving you way too much information, but
it's okay. I appreciate it.
I just try to think of things the way I would, you know, want to have them done. So,
yeah, I get it.
Okay. And are you currently at your home at 4230 South Centennial Avenue, apartment 201 in Los Angeles, California, 90066?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yes, I am.
Oh, you're not that far from the beach. How fun. It's probably not fun right now with the way gas prices are, but.
Well, especially because of how gas prices are. I mean, it not being that far makes it easier, right, to get to it. And so we don't have to really spend that much on gas to get to it. So for
yeah.
us, it's not so bad.
That's good. Yeah, I would have already have been on several trips to Pensacola because we're close. Like, we live in Alabama,
okay.
So we're close to the Florida-Alabama line. And no, we have not. We actually have a very good family friend, like my best friend, actually. And she and I have... She has three boys and I have three girls, and so we've been discussing carpooling, like, to take the kids, like,
oh, nice.
On a trip and going to the Y together instead of, you know, each one of us having a membership, like, you know, just trying to help each other out to, you know, save, to keep them busy, because goodness gracious.
Yeah.
All they want to do is be on the game.
I'm trying to figure out how to keep my son busy over the summer, too. My parents don't live too far away, so he goes and spends like a week or two with my parents, with his cousins and stuff over there. So that's at least built in entertainment for him a little bit.
Yeah. And I mean, if you have a Y next to you, the guy was telling me that they are giving right now for families, all you have to do is bring in your W-2 and they will do your Y membership fee according to your income and based on how many people are in your family. Like, they're not even, they're not even making you go through like a whole bunch of, like they used to make you fill out a whole bunch of information. All you have to do is just bring your W-2 and they'll give it to you based on your income. Yeah. And Crunch is doing like free for kids 13 and older. For the summer, a free membership for the summer. And they have they have like punching bags and jump ropes and like all kinds of stuff. So,
yeah, for sure. We have him sign up for, I think, some swimming lessons at like the local pool by my parents.
Well, that's
so
fun.
We have at least that.
Yeah. Mm. And the Y has camp too. And they offer free swimming lessons,
yeah.
And they have, like, all kinds of stuff. And it's probably way cooler where you live because you're in California. So,
he's done the camp with the Y before. He liked it. It's just where they generally have it. It's sometimes, like, at a school where it can get kind of hot, too. So, it's, like, I have to, like,
aww.
Have him in for, like, a week and, like, for a week, just so he also gets to have kind of a lazy summer a little
bit
too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, Brian, my friend that I was telling you about, the kids used to do that, and they would go like on the days when they were on the weeks when they were going to like the cool trips, you know. He'd pray for the weeks that they
right.
were going on the good trips, and then the weeks that they weren't, he would just leave them at home. So, you know, but I have you all mapped and located, Ms. Tung, and it was such a pleasure speaking to you. And like I said,
perfect.
Don't forget to reach out to that provider as soon as they text message you, and I'll be working on getting someone
right.
out to get you that jump start.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a good rest of your night too.
Yes, you too. And enjoy your weekend and many blessings and have a wonderful summer.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, ma'am.